I'm Delaney Brown, an undergraduate at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. When Heather Howard cut ties with her parents last year, the University of South Florida senior suddenly found herself wondering where she would find her next meal.
I felt like I had just been abandoned in the woods and I had to just make do with what I had. I was like looking up plants I could forage, you know, I was desperate.
For Samuel Camillo, it was a desire not to take on any debt as he pursued a degree in finance. The Tampa senior supported himself, sometimes taking time off school to work part-time jobs. But as funds ran low, he found himself skipping meals.
Sometimes during the days, like, you notice it, you're like, oh, I'm, like, hungry, but, like, I gotta keep pushing because, like, I don't have anywhere to cook food, and I don't have, like, the resources to buy, like, outside food because it's way more expensive.
A survey of 86,000 students conducted by the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice found over 50% were like Howard and Camillo and had experienced food insecurity within the previous year. Such students often experience difficulty focusing and, as a result, struggle in class. Colleges and universities are opening food pantries to give students access to healthy meals, including USF's Tampa and St. Petersburg campuses. But many times, students fear the stigma attached to accepting help. USF leaders such as Dwayne Isaacs, the director of student life at USF St. Petersburg, hope that by speaking openly about food insecurity, students can get the help they need to succeed in the classroom.
We don't want people to think that it's something to be ashamed of or something that they shouldn't talk about or seek help for. And again, this goes back to, it can happen to anyone.
Katie Webster, a dietitian at the school's Wellness Center and founder of the Tampa campus's food pantry, says that the pantry has served over 200 students this semester alone.
The fact that we're able to provide some supplemental food to make sure that they're getting some nutritious meals throughout the week and then being able to think and sit in class and concentrate, I mean, that's a success right there.
Looking to make those resources available to students at any of the state's public universities, members of the Florida Student Association are asking state lawmakers for $340,000 for programs targeting food insecurity and homelessness. Howard says that the access to the food pantry has made surviving college just a little bit easier.
I was basically just a person who walked around looking for free stuff, but now I have a food pantry, so I can focus more on, like, my day-to-day things and finding food. I no longer feel like a squirrel, like, scavenging.
For Camillo, access to the food pantry means that he can focus on completing his degree.
And I'm not ashamed because, like, I know this is, for me, this is just a hurdle. This is just a step for me, and it's building me up to be a better person.
And for Howard, that assistance goes beyond food. The Office of Student Outreach and Support connected Howard with a case manager who helped her find temporary housing and secure an off-campus apartment. That support gives Howard a new sense of belonging.
It turned out people are, like, just really understanding, and I didn't expect them to be so understanding. They've kind of become like my support system. It kind of feels like they're my new family.
Both Camillo and Howard are on track to graduate next spring. For more information about USF's food pantries, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Delaney Brown.